With the transfer of the search and rescue operations base at Sligo Airport delayed once again, it appears to have killed the chances of the Strandhill People's Market reopening this year. This is a huge blow to the market traders, local businesses and wider community, as the full scale of the impact is yet to be realised. So we met with some of the traders as they shared how long this market has been a crucial part of their lives.
I have been a trader at the market since its inception 11 years ago.
It's mad to actually even say 11 years that it's been that long.
We have been there from almost day one.
In my 10th year up there now.
It started in 2022.
I've been at the market for the last 3 years or so.
From all walks of life, the market provided a space for people to turn their passion into a profession with a wide variety of goods on offer each Sunday in Strandhill.
My business is a mobile coffee unit and it's called Driftwood Coffee Cart. And I basically go around to small festivals and events with the van selling coffee. I trade every single Sunday at the market in Strandhill, and I'm also trading in Finniscliffe, the industrial estate in town, 3 days a week. I take a little tour around the different factories.
So I would have been there on the second Sunday when it first opened, and with a tiny little table, about 7 original paintings. I look like quite a state when I think back to it, but you know, that's grown over the years into buying a gazebo and then a better gazebo, and yeah, and to be proud of a business that I created 11 years ago because of the startup of Strandhill Market.
We sell tea and honey, and I do stained glass. It's kind of a passion of mine. And basically the market is 95% of our honey sales and the tea sale, because we don't do any other markets except farmer's market in Boyle, which is minimal. So, and I'm producing stained glass all winter to get ready for the season. So I have to stop now. Even so, I really enjoy it. I'm not complaining about it. It's something I really enjoy.
People sometimes come to our stall and ask about, so, oh, where's the honey coming from and how do you produce honey? And then I'm really in my element and can explain, so, about the bees and this and that and how honey is being produced. And it's the whole engagement with a customer. So you don't get that in a supermarket, of course.
I'm a photographer. I take photographs. When I went to Sligo, I had very few photographs of Sligo, so I had to spend a lot of time in Sligo, going around to Glenif and all the beaches and all the scenery and Mullock Moor and looking at tides and, you know, sunsets and everything, to gather up a series of images. And it takes a number of years because I'm very fussy about what I take. I also do historical processes in photography, which are 180-year-old photographic processes that I'm doing today exactly the same way as they were done 180 years ago. So it's cameraless, there's no camera involved, and it's it's just sunlight and chemicals.
The business has grown legs thanks to the Strandhill People's Market, because at the time we were just starting off in a place where it was cheap to be, but we didn't get that many rich. And at the time, I wasn't even selling what I do now. Like, the Taliban wasn't even there. So Strandhill People's Market was an opportunity to bring a new product, test it, or bring it to many people. Hey, what do you think? This fragrance, this other fragrance. So then it was able to grow.
I'm based here in Strandhill, so it's really, it's core to what I do. It's central to what I do as an artist. So I'm down there selling some of my artwork from around the area here, from around the village, from around the coastline. So being able to be in the market on the location where I paint is a huge bonus and benefit to me, and it's something that I particularly enjoy.
However, these independent, original businesses now face uncertain futures and uncharted waters.
The Strandhill People's Market is really the cornerstone of my business. It's the bread and butter, I like to say, of what I do. It allows me to, I suppose, create a financial foundation for the business from which I can build. So the future, I suppose, does look a little bit uncertain. I'm not really sure how I'm going to move forward. I was employing 3 people down at the market every Sunday. So at the moment, those people are on pause, and I don't know when I can say to them, you know, they have a job again. So it's a tricky time for me.
Strand Hill Market for me has been a catalyst of, I was able to see if what I did was a seller as such, and it was. And so I was able to become a, you know, a small business. And I registered as a small business and about 10 years ago.
I mean, I would lose a big part of my life. I'm always looking forward to the Sunday, getting out and having something nice to eat in the market. And it's just the highlight of the week. So it's sad, but...
We are still full of hope that we can reopen. So that's the first thing. The other thing is that our business is really down by at least 80%. So we are looking at other options at the moment. But I can't say really what's the future like.
Sligo closed. I've got to go looking for new markets now. It's not my only market. As you can see, I'm here on the street today in Westport. But it is, it's a serious part of, you know, my business. So Sligo gives you a base every week. You know that you can make X amount. It changes, it fluctuates, as any business does. But the way I look at it is, we're looking for a space up there to save a space that we were in. And I think if there was the politicians and councillors and people, if that was a factory that was closing and there was 120 or 130 people That's losing nice. Their jobs and it was losing €3 million to the community and the area, I think they'd be crawling out of the woodwork to get sound bites to try and save this, and they'd be setting up task forces and what can they do. We all work, we still have jobs, but we don't have a space. We're just looking for a space to do it, and we had a great space.
I know that we are really lucky to have a store. Not many others have it. We can help a few of them. But of course, we want to have the opportunity to at least be there once a month, because they want to deal with me in person. So they are missing that opportunity, that closeness that the market gives. So yes, we would be losing money, and the potential of new customers or new relationships, like customers in the case of like stockies or like festivals.
For me, financially, it's probably about 25% of my art income gone. The market is particularly important for me because my work is visual, people need to see it. Now, not everybody turns up at the market looking to buy a painting, but quite often they'll turn up, look, and then come back, either direct to me or come back to the market. So I've lost that footfall, that interaction direct with people. And that's my big worry.
One aspect that all the traders had in common was the sense of community that came with the market and the devastation that would be left behind if it was lost.
The market itself is just a gathering space for the community, for Strand Hill and for the wider, I suppose, Northwest region in general. You know, every Sunday there's between 2,000 and 4,000 people come through the doors. They organise to meet friends, they meet family members, and I suppose it's a sense of there's a loss of a meeting place for people at the moment. And I think tourism in general, I've seen a fact recently that it's down 30%, the tourist numbers coming into Strand Hill every Sunday. So that's massive loss for the wider business community as well.
Of course, we all need, you know, we can't live without a source of income. So as much as we love the interaction, of course, we also love the sales. But it may come in emails, it may come in commissions, visits to my website. So it is it's a whole circle of loss. And just not to be in prospective buyers' eyes, We as humans can be quite fickle, and when you're out of sight, you're out of mind. So that's worrying.
I enjoyed the company, and it's a day out, and I miss my cheesecake I buy there, and I miss all the other cakes. So it's a great loss for me personally, because I need people to talk to, and I really enjoy the company.
I think the social aspect is huge, because it's really a meeting point for people. So people can gather at the Strand Hill People's Market and they can return and belong, you know, this feeling of belonging to something, to a community. And I mean, we have people visiting each year. We have a couple from Italy that comes every year from Italy, is visiting Strand Hill, is stocking up on our tea, and returns the year after.
The friends that I've made up there, I know, like, I'm doing markets for, what did I say, 37 years or so, and I can call to any part of the country and knock on a door of someone that I've met at a market, and you're invited in for coffee, and it's like sitting in your own house. You know, there is a great feeling of community with markets.
In general, we were just having a beautiful community there that when we had to close every December, we were like saying bye to a family. Not only the Strand Hill organizers, but all the traders. We were like, oh, I'll see you next March. It was like we were really close together. So if it closed, it would be really sad, because we are losing not only our customers, but a family that care about each other and that support each other, like helping each other to be in different shops. Like I know, for instance, in Arcanum Crafts in Donegal, Karen, she has many of our traders together, or like they are in many shops that I've seen. But that's because the market, the link of this is the market existing.
The market is more than just selling and trading. It is a community within ourselves. But there are people who are there near enough every week as visitors. Has a rhythm to it of a certain extent, where the morning is perhaps more local people, and then as the day goes on you get people who have travelled from further afield. That is their destination. Whilst it's closed, where they're going, I don't know. Are they still coming to Strand Hill? Will they still come to Strand Hill? That's a big question. But also, the longer it's closed, the greater risk of it not reopening.
With a possible solution of building a temporary hangar at the airport dependent on funding approval, the traders expressed what their message would be to the government if they were listening.
Please consider the massive impact this closure of the market is having on so many small businesses. There's a pool of 160 businesses from which the market then trades every single Sunday. There's 60 businesses that will trade every Sunday. So without that market, we have nothing. We have no way to trade, and it's been a devastating loss to so many of us, both financially and from, I suppose, a community perspective as well. We love to see our customers, we love meeting them, and without the market, there's no basis for that. So if there was one message I would love to get across, it's to please consider the amount of people and the amount of families that this closure is affecting.
You don't have many venues where you can go to try out a product, and if it works, brilliant, you can roll it out. If it doesn't, then you reassess and you try something else out. This has started so many SMEs within that market, people who have gone on to even opening up their own little retail spaces. This is a huge loss. You know, when you go to like your local Leo and you look for grants, and help, they will ask you, one of the questions is, have you tried out your product at a local market? And you know, then you do your business plan based on this. So without this market, there won't be this venue and this audience to try this, and it'll be a failure of the politicians or of sort of the local council. It's harsh. I don't want to say failure, but I do think this is not to be ignored, and it's not to be brushed aside and just go, the market. This is much more.
What can you say to politicians? I mean, you can beg, but you can't influence them. So just, we hope that they see sense and come up with the money. I mean, there's so much money floating about anyway for all sorts of silly things. So hopefully they will do that. So.
Yeah, and I think it's really, please consider that in a way, and this is on a very positive note, I think the market is providing joy and happiness to our customers and to the whole, all the market traders. Everyone gets a smile, and you only see smiling faces really when you come and visit the market. So, and I think you can't put a price on that.
I don't know how much it's going to cost to put up a temporary hangar or what's involved in putting it up, but I think it's very important that some solution comes about soon, because you know it's something that is wanted, and I would ask them the government. We're all taxpayers as well, and we all have families the same as everybody else. Like I said earlier, if this was a factory that was closing down, everyone would be jumping up and down. There'd be the main radio stations in Dublin would be sending down roving reporters to see how it's infected the community and how it's affecting the traders and who comes there. You know, it's serious for the people involved. So I would ask anyone that's out there listening that has any sort of pull or sort of influence at all to come down and talk to the people, and just like yourselves, and see how it's affecting everybody.
The message is that it's not only a market that we're missing, it's tourism and financial help that is coming not only into Sligo, but into Ireland and into Europe, because many people are dealing with this market as if it was a staple of Irish community. So if a hangar, the building of a hangar, can bring so much more than using it for storage, I think that is important to take into consideration.
The desire from us is not to have any issue whatsoever with the Coast Guard and the helicopter. That is not the problem for us. It's the space. Having a temporary hangar would resolve that straight away. The aircraft that are currently stored in the hangar that we use for the market could potentially go there, or I don't know, potentially we could go there. I don't know. That's down with the airport and the organisers. But having a covered space for us is essential. And the sooner that happens, the sooner we can get started again and avoid the risk of this dragging on and the market effectively closing permanently. At this point in time, there's nothing on the horizon that says, right, we're going to be able to reopen on this day. All that is on the horizon is a slowly setting sun on the market, and that is setting quicker and quicker at the moment. And we are at that point where some traders will not be able to carry on. The market will have lost the momentum, and it will dwindle and die.
David O'Connor, Ocean FM News at Strand Hill.